And now we were also performing the baptism. And I'm just going to take you in the gospel, the good news of the Lord. That is what it's all about. It's a good thing if people are being baptized. And I'm already have a little patience with me, because I feel my subject's already drifting a little bit. But I want to take you to Mark. Mark 16, verse 15. And Jesus says, he said to them, to his disciples, to his followers, he was risen, resurrected from the grave. And Jesus said, go into the old world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And Jesus shows us here that if you believe in Jesus, being baptized is just a part of it. I want to take you into a journey of why these people are being, these young people are being baptized today. But everybody has struggles. Why are we here? What is my purpose on earth? And I want to take you into the Bible. I want to go to the beginning. I'm going to read from Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27. And we see the Lord as creator of heaven and earth. He speaks and it is there. But if God creates something, the Lord speaks, and whatever the Lord says will happen. And because of this, all of creation exists. The earth, the moon, everything. Everything that is on the earth and in the earth and moves was created because of the Lord's speaking. And whatever the Lord spoke to was subjected to him. Everything is in the power of the Lord and listens to his stem voice. And then we come to the crown of the creation, that is man. We read from Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27. Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Let them rule over the fish and the sea, and the birds and the air, over the livestock, over all the earth and everything, and over all its creatures that move along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And that is how the man is different from the rest of creation. So the man was created in the image of the Lord. Is that physical? Are we in our flesh like the Lord, you know? But the Lord is spirit. But the body of Adam was perfectly perfect, and it never died. So that is how man was created. But we are more than a body. We have a soul and a spirit. And the special thing of the man is that we have a free will. We have our sense, and we have our free will, and we can make choices. And in that we are like God, you know. The Lord just can choose to do whatever he wants, and we can do the same. And in another part, we are like the Lord, is that they were innocent. They were righteous. They did not know what evil was. Their morale, their thoughts were in line with the heart of God, his holiness. It's So in his perfectness, there is no evil in God. And as the Lord says, let us make man. You know, it's of course God means himself, the Holy Spirit and Jesus, the unity, you know. And men are also created to be in unity. And the thing that binds us together is love. And Jesus says, I have love for the Father, and the Father that loves has love for me. And together we are one. And it is God's desire to that we also can be one with him. You know, like Adam and Eve lived in unity with God. That is the way that God wants to, you know, talk to us and share his heart with us. It is the desire of the Lord to be known, and that all his, of his presence will be known to us. That is the plan that the Lord had or has. And what is purpose of man itself? It is the purpose of man is to be in worship with the Lord, to know God as he is, you know, that we honor him for who he is. You know, Adam and Eve could live in unity with the Lord, in a relation with him. You know, and they were tasked to rule over the earth, you know, the fish and everything in it. And God spoke, and all of creation was subjected to the Lord. And the Lord gives his authority over to the man. So the man had great authority, but under the law of the Lord, you know, in obedience. You know, the Lord is the Lord. He governs. And by doing his will, we can share in the rule that the Lord has gifted to us. And they were placed in the Garden of Eden. There were two trees, a tree of life and a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And as they ate from the tree of life, they would never die. But there was also another tree, the tree of the knowledge of evil and good. You know, and Satan came. And he was also a creature with free will, not in the likeness of the Lord. But he rebelled against the Lord. And the Lord said, no, I am God. It is I that rule. There is no one like me. So he kicked Satan out of the heaven and into the earth. Amen. And Satan misled the man, bring them to rebellion against the Lord. And Satan said, you can be like God. If you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you can live like God. And man ate from the fruit, and they became rebellious against the Lord. It was the first sinful. The man was no longer obedient to the Lord. And what is the consequence of that sin? You know, man lived in a perfect relationship with the Lord. And they eat from the fruit, and they became disobedient. They became aware of sin, of shame. And they hid from the Lord. And a rift comes between the Lord and God, the Lord and the man. You know, no longer living in relationship with the Lord. And God said to the man, if you eat from the tree, you will die. And it is what happened, you know. Man became in the grip of death. And the creation was cursed. And everything that lives eventually dies. Physically we will die, and spiritual. We can also die if we are not connected to the Lord. Another consequences of the sin. First, Satan misled the man to be rebellious against the Lord. And Satan was, because of the rebellion of the man, had a power to and made us slaves of sin. And it sounds very dramatical, but I have good news, so don't start crying yet. This is the all-time low. And because of our rebellion against the Lord, the rebellion of Adam, we are all subjected to a yoke of sin. As we are born, we are drifted apart from the Lord. And Adam and Eve, they walked with the Lord, and they were aware of the purpose the Lord had created for them. The man has lost this. And in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, we are blinded. We no longer see what we are created for. We have lost who we are supposed to be. We have lost our purpose. And what does the man do? It creates his own purposes. You know, we start to judge over ourselves. And we try to do good, but there's also always evil. And we are lost and parted from the Lord. And this happened generations for generations, failing in our purpose. We miss the love of the Lord, and we were and if you are alive now and you don't know the Lord, you try to do good, but there is always evil around, you know, and sometimes it prevails. And we are all looking for love and freedom and fulfillment. And you look at the world and you think, maybe your work is your purpose, your sport or your relations or your holidays. But the true purpose, the thing that we were created for, has been lost to us. But thank the Lord, God has not changed. He is still the same. He is still the God of love, God of mercy and grace, of joy and righteousness. And the Lord wishes us to fulfill our purpose and His purpose with us. It is His desire to have a relationship with us. We can be like, if we can honor Him and have a relationship with the Lord and govern. That is eventually His plan. We will be like Adam and Eve, and we will govern over the world. The point is, God is not just merciful, but there has to be justice. The sin rests as a debt on our life, and then came the true love of the Lord visible in Jesus, Son of God, and God came to earth to be a man. And because he was born from the Lord, he was not from the seed of Adam, but of the seed of God, and he never sinned. He had a free will and chose to live like the Lord wanted. He was the second Adam. And because of Jesus lived, he could have been alive forever on earth, but he was willing to give his life to die in our place. And Jesus took our sins and our debts. And that is what the Lord did. He let him be crucified. He was tortured. And he took our place. And because he died, we no longer have to die and can live a spiritual life. And because he took our debt, the relationship between us and the Lord has been mended. And now is the question. What do we do with our old nature? The man that we are, the flesh that we live in now, that is part of our nature. And, you know, we were slaves to sin. And we cannot worship the Lord with our sinful flesh. You know, Jesus came to lift us from spiritual slavery and free us from the power of the Satan. And how can this be possible? You know, Jesus Christ died for us. And he conquered death. And he was and is without sin. And he broke the power of death. And because of that, we can have new life. And we will be free of sin. And we can come from the kingdom of the Satan to the kingdom of the light. To be like, to have freedom to worship the Lord and be like God intended for us. But you know, it is like we have to choose the between our old lives and our new lives, our old nature and our new nature. But the Lord gives us strength, and because of him we are no longer slaves to sin. We can be like a blessing to the people and fulfill our purpose. And in this calling, in this life with him, in this mended relationship with him, we come to our true purpose, and we find our love and our joy, and we come home to the Lord. But it requires one thing, this gift of new life that he bestows upon us. You know, if we wish to receive it, we have to cast away our old lives. We cannot just say, thank you, Lord, for everything you did. Yeah, and just start anew, you know, with the... If you want to have a new life with the Lord, you will have to cast away your old life. So, and we read from Romans 6, verse 3. Romans 6 verse 3. Or don't you know that all of us were baptized into the Lord, were baptized in his death? We are therefore baptized in his death. We were therefore buried with him through the baptism into death. Buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, you too may have a new life. We have been united with him like this in his death. We will certainly also be united with him into his resurrection. And what does Paulus mean with this? You know, if we are buried with Jesus and are resurrected with Jesus, in verse 8 we read, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. You know, and he broke the power of the death. And he was resurrected from death. And he lives forever. And he lives for God. And Jesus lives for his Father, always in willing servitude to the Lord. And in Romans 11, it is written, in the same way, count yourself deaf to sin, but alive to God in Christ. With other words, if you die in the water grave, you die to your old nature, and you will be mended again in the life that Christ has intended for us, to live in relationship with him. And the Lord wishes to bless us abundantly with his love and his goodness. And we are his children. And, you know, the children have to listen to the elders, the fathers, and God is our Father. And we cannot live like what we used to. God asked us to give our old me to him and leave it behind and live like the Lord desires for you. Not because it has to, you have to, you know, but because it's the only way to truly live. We need the Son. We need Jesus, you know, to live in relationship with the Lord. And you can look in all of the world, you can look for everything, but only God can give it to you. You can fill your heart with temporary pleasures, but it fulfills nothing. You know, and to give our lives to the Lord. And I'm loved. And we are here, you know, and we can live in the knowledge that we are not just that we are truly meant to be on this earth, you know. It just gives so much joy to know that we are as we are supposed to be, you know? And so many people are looking for this certainty, you know. And if you are looking, just know that there's a way to be with God. Romans 6. But therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin, an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer themselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness, for sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. So how can we walk in this new life? We lift from ourselves our own strength. We try to do it all right. But the Lord says, if you die from your old life, I will give you a new life. God's Spirit that wants to come in your heart, your life. And we will pray for that Holy Spirit to come. Or we cannot live without the Holy Spirit. And if we try to live like God intended without the Holy Spirit, we will be trapped in righteousness and piousness and religion. And we will do it from our own strength. But it's impossible. You cannot follow the Lord without the Holy Spirit. You can be active. You can take the gospel to the streets. But if it's not from the Spirit, it will bear no fruit. Death works. The only thing that brings life is the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God asks us, if you die to the old nature and the old life, give me room to change your life. Don't do it from yourself. Just surrender to the Lord, and the Lord will change your life. You know, we had a beautiful confirmation. It's not if you wake up in the morning, you will not say, Lord, I will live for you. If we try it from our own strength, we will fail. We can only say, Lord, you live in me. Here I am. Live in me. Live through me. Let your Spirit live through my life and change me from within. Now, it's not that we can try to do okay, you know, and try to live in religion. You know, you try to follow the rules so that the Lord can accept you. Pray, do good, give, try to live okay. But that we fail in it, you know. We need the Spirit of the Lord, so that we can die from who we were. You know, everything that you planned for yourself, you know, we leave it behind, and the Lord will come and give you a new life filled with goodness, so we can be a channel for what the Lord has planned for us. And you can be surprised by what the Lord will do in your life. And that's wonderful. A new beginning. And it's not your work, but it's the work of the Lord. And we read from Romans 8, verse 11, 12. Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it's not to our sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if you by the Spirit, you will put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So, you know, you will become children of the Lord, as it is written, you know, truly. So cool. So what those who are led by the Spirit of the Lord are children of God. Not because of what we want, but you know, just for you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. We all have fears, of course, you know. Am I desired? Do I matter? But we have no spirit of fear. We have the spirit of the But we received a spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. How wonderful, you know, we don't have to be afraid. We can shout out to the Lord, Abba. And the Spirit himself assures our spirit that we are his children. And as we are his children, we are also his heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. And if indeed we share in his suffering in order that we may also share in his glory. Consider that our present sufferings are not worthy comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. You know, God will not take the hardships out of the world for you. There will be suffering. Will not be a board work. I'm going to read from a card I received in encouragement. And it really moved me. It's in English. Faith does not make things easy, it makes them possible. You know, life has its struggles, but you know, our faith, you know, gives us the strength to conquer them, you know, because the Lord has already conquered our struggles. And we can shout out to the Lord, Abba, Abba Father, and you, disciples, are going to leave your old life behind and be lifted up in a new life by the Spirit and to worship him, of course. And we honor him for who he is.
Amen.
But I want to ask you one thing. Maybe you are here today and you have not you don't have a relationship with the Lord, and if you are not sure that you are a child of the Lord, but you try, you know, even if you try to be good, eventually you will die. Because there is only one way to become truly alive. It is through Jesus. We are not saved by our good deeds, by good works, but by our Lord. And maybe you miss it. Maybe you miss a purpose in your life. And you live in a yoke, maybe of fear, or sin, or whatever. And you have questions about who you are and why you are alive. There is good news. You have a relationship, and you can mend the relationship with the Lord. And we can pray on it. Father, I want to thank you for this morning. That you are here with your spirit, you are here. You created man
with your great love, in relationship with us. And you wish to know us, you know, that we can experience your rest and your joy and how good you are. I want to thank you, Lord. That, you know, as sin broke us apart from the Lord, you know, that your suffering and your sacrifice, Lord, that the relationship was mended. And I ask you, Lord, that you will speak to us, to our hearts, you know. And if we need mending in the relationship, that you will do it, Lord. And that we will no longer live our old lives, but our new lives. And if you are here, and you feel that the Lord is calling you, you know, the Spirit pulls you and calls you to come back to the Lord, to live in relationship with the Lord. If you want to make the choice and say, yes, I want to turn around from the road I am on right now, and I want to walk the narrow path of the Lord. If you feel that urge, if that is you, raise your hand that we can pray for you. If you are here and this is what you want, you know, you want to come back to the Lord in relationship with Him, maybe you are here and you know the Lord. And you try, but you fail. Maybe you are captured by sin or whatever. And maybe you are not baptized yet. This is the day, you know. If this is you, we have some room for you. If you can be baptized, we have enough white clothes. Don't miss it. Don't miss out. Who knows what will happen tomorrow? If you hear the calling of the Lord today, act on it. Follow the Lord. He is worth it. Amen. Good advice. Praise the Lord. Let the musicians come forward.